It's an amazing love indeed. Love. It's a word we use probably numerous times each and every day. Unfortunately, our English language has not done its meaning very good justice. We use it in ways like we love this weather, we love this particular song, we love this movie, we love this food. And we understand and know that it holds a completely different meaning when we look, one we hold dear in the eyes and we say, I love you. Science tries to define love as a series of chemical reactions in our brains and bodies that release hormones such as testosterone and estrogen and dopamines and serotonins that give us feelings of joy and happiness. The dictionary defines love as an intense feeling of deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something. Philosophers and poets have tried to define love for centuries. Victor Hugo said, "The supreme happiness of life consists in the conviction that one is loved." Greek philosopher said, "True love is when two unperfect people refuse to give up on each other." One word frees us from all that weight and height of pain that the word is, and that is love. Author unknown. The word love is used some, depending on your translation, some 500 to 700 times throughout scriptures. And we understand there's various levels of love, as we see in the Greek language. In the brief five chapters of 1 John, the words love, loved, and loving are used some 46 times. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is described as the love chapter. Many view the Bible as a book of rules consisting of thou shalt and thou shalt not, or a book of wrath or anger. But on the contrary, the Bible, from front to back, is a book of love. A love that is seen, a love that is heard, and a love that is felt from a loving God to those whom he loves most, and that is all mankind. Of all the gods that man has imagined and created, name one who has loved like the one true God over heaven and earth. Why is that? Because man's mind cannot conceive God's love. The love he has is so profound, it's so selfless, it's so eternal, man cannot imagine it. We come here today to celebrate God's love for us. We could talk about God's love. We could try to define God's love, but scriptures show us God's love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God had sent his only begotten Son into the world. 1 John 4:9. But in all things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, or height, or depth, or any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:37 and 38. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us first and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. Greater love has no man than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. And in Ephesians chapter 3, 14 through 21, Paul is talking about how fortunate he is to have stewardship in Christ. And he begins there in verse 14, he says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the power through the Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. A loving God sent his only Son to this earth to die for a bunch of undeserving, sinful people. Love put Jesus on that cross. Love resurrected Jesus from the dead. And hopefully it's our love that brings us here today. A love for our God and a love for our Savior that died on that cross for our sins. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this time that we can come before your throne, that we can come and assemble around your table, Lord, to just think about the unfathomable love, Lord, that you had for us, that you sent your only begotten Son, who was perfect and blameless in every way, to come to this earth, Lord, to become sin and to become our sin on our behalf, Lord, to die a cruel death, Lord, on the cross, but to be resurrected, Lord, on that third day, to bring about salvation, Lord, for each and every one of us, Lord. And just please, Lord God, help us to think about all these things. Help us to partake of these emblems, Lord, in a worthy manner, Lord. Help us to think about your body and your blood that was spilt for us. And just help us, Lord, to love you and love our fellow man, Lord, as much as you love them. And just please, Lord God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. In Jesus' name, amen.